This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in. The end of the year is fast upon us, and for many of us, it's a fiscal year end as well. It's also the holiday shopping season, and how the economy does in December, good or bad, will have an effect on the next year. While we won't know those final numbers for a few weeks yet, the latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard was released this morning. It's a quarterly survey of public opinion on the health of the state's economy and the direction it's headed. The scorecard is conducted by UW-Milwaukee's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. Survey Center Manager Joseph Serra joins us to break down the results. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here as always.
Another interesting quarter tracking Wisconsin's economic scorecard. I wanted to start with the overall picture of the state. How are people feeling about the state? Is it headed in the right direction? And has the percentages feeling one way or the other changed?
Well, over the last year, things have remained relatively stable. There's been a slight majority of Wisconsin residents who have been willing to say that the state is headed in the right direction. And that continues this quarter. Get about a quarter of people who say the state's headed strongly in the right direction, about 30% say somewhat, and then the remainder split between saying that the state is either somewhat or strongly on the wrong track.
But there's another statistic that I find interesting, which says that just 35% of the people that you spoke to described Wisconsin's recent economic performance in positive terms. So why the discrepancy there?
Well, I mean, I think that there's more that goes into it, into people's judgment of how the state is doing overall than just economic sentiment. I think that political views play a large role in that.
Well, what about job creation? That's always been a hot button topic.
Wisconsin residents are split right down the middle on whether or not they're satisfied with the pace of job creation. But when you look at the intensity of feeling, people who are dissatisfied, strongly dissatisfied, outnumber people who are really satisfied by quite a large margin.
So as far as job creation goes, there's a ways to go, at least as far as the people you talk to.
I think at least half of people in the state aren't happy. And about a quarter of people in the state are very unhappy with the pace of job creation.
Well, kind of tied into that is a question that you asked about minimum wage. And about three quarters of the registered voters that you spoke to supported an increase in the minimum wage.
So Wisconsin is one of about 22 states where the minimum wage is set at the lowest possible level allowed by federal law. That's about $7.25 per hour. And so we asked registered voters about this. And it turns out that not only does a minimum wage hike enjoy dramatic support from Wisconsin voters, but that support is bipartisan. So you have the vast majority of Democrats that would support a minimum wage hike in the state, but you also have 55% of Republicans who would support it.
And 61% of business owners, too, which I found interesting.
That's true.
Well, what about a tax cut? Is that connected to this as well?
Well, right now, the state legislature and the governor have signed off on a $100 million property tax cut. And I believe that a report by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance has found that it would break down to about a $10 to $20 savings for the average household, but it would add quite a bit to the state's structural deficit. So we asked about that, and opinion is somewhat split, but opponents of this property tax cut slightly outnumber supporters, 50% oppose, 44% support.
Well, turning to an issue that we actually talked about last time we spoke to you, the last economic scorecard, and that was the proposed Menominee Tribal Casino in Kenosha. What were the numbers then, and what are the numbers now? Have they changed?
Yeah, they have changed. So last quarter, just over 40% of registered voters in the state were against the proposed casino. Just over 40% were in favor. The rest were undecided. Since then, there's been about a 10% swing in favor of the casino being built. So now it's about just over 50% in favor, just over 30% in opposition.
Do you have any sense of why that shift?
We did take a look at the motivations for opposition, and we found that among opponents, people are much more concerned about the establishment of more gaming in the state. It's not really any concern over shifting around economic development or jobs.
Well, one of the other big issues that's going on right now that has economic impact is the Affordable Care Act. How are Wisconsin voters feeling about it, whether it's a failure or not?
Well, you hear a lot of different things in the media about how people feel. And a lot of times it's just a split between supporters and opponents. But we thought it would be interesting to take a look at what's driving opposition. There was just a national survey done by CNN where they broke out people who think that the law has gone too far versus people that think it hasn't gone far enough. So we asked Wisconsin voters about this, and it turns out that about 46% of people oppose the law because they feel it goes too far, but 6% say that they oppose it because the law hasn't gone far enough. And then when you add that on to the 39% who support the law, it's really about an even split between people who really don't like where things are going now that the law has been passed and people who support the law or definitely would support it when compared to the status quo. We also asked people whether or not they feel that the law is a success, a failure, or if it's too soon to tell. And 56% of registered voters in the state say that it's too soon to tell. So they're definitely withholding judgment for now.
And you also say that a little over half feel that the current problems will be fixed.
Yes, people who feel that that the current problems that are associated with the rollout, people who feel that they will be fixed, outnumber those who say that that the problems won't be fixed in the long run.
Well, to wrap up, because it's so close to the holidays and end of the year, whether it's a fiscal year end or not for people, how are people overall feeling about their financial situations, and what does the shopping situation look like for the holidays?
Well, so each quarter we ask people about their spending on non-necessities like entertainment, restaurants, and vacations. And over the last 2 years, it's really been a story of increasing confidence in just the idea of spending. This quarter, we asked specifically, how much do you plan to spend this holiday season compared with last year? And despite slowly building optimism, 51% of people say that they plan on spending about the same amount this year. But among the remainder, the vast majority of people say that they're planning to spend less.
And what about people's personal financial situations? Are they feeling positive?
Well, again, the story has been a slight increase in confidence about personal financial situations. However, those who are struggling tend to see a pretty bleak outlook for the economy overall. It's only those who are doing well and is consistently doing well that feel that the state is economically doing fine, headed in the right direction, and going to continue those trends into the future.
All right. Well, Joe Serra, as always, a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll catch up with you in about 3 months.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Joseph Serra is the Survey Center Manager at the UWM Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. The center's latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard, which is in association with WUWM and WisBusiness.com, surveyed the opinions from 498 Wisconsin residents and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.5%. You'll find a link to more results from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. The Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is struggling financially. We'll talk with the MSO's president and CEO about its problems and potential solutions when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.